you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
If you're so good with your hands that you think you can make a decent living from it, then today's program is for you. We'll give you some useful insight into the job of an artisan or craft maker on this edition of Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The journey to starting a craft business begins with an assessment of your skills. This will help you identify where you need extra help. This is because having a quality product is key to the survival of your business and the growth of your brand. Luckily, the Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, has an incubation center where prospective entrepreneurs can participate in consultations, training, and have a space to develop their ideas.
We teach individuals different techniques. Our ultimate goal is always to get the individuals up to a standard where their products are competitive for the local, regional, or international market. And so we teach them different techniques, sometimes ranging on the finish, maybe utilizing or manipulating different materials such as leather, coconut, metal. We also look on techniques utilizing materials such as the sand at the beach.
Technical Training Coordinator JBDC Dania Bennett.
We utilize different products because part of what we want to train persons on is actually being able to utilize the materials that are available locally and to make really phenomenal products out of them. So our techniques are normally geared towards the finish as well as helping them to master whatever products that they will be producing.
The JBDC offers various workshops for artisans. However, the material used for each workshop is chosen based on demand.
From time to time, we may have persons who are really interested in materials such as leather. They may want to make leather sandals. They may want to make leather accessories, leather handbags. You have persons who have a demand to focus on things such as, let's say, coconut. So it really varies depending on sometimes their own preference of what they're looking for, what they think they are inspired to do. We try to facilitate them developing whatever products may be deemed necessary based on their interest as well as, you know, the materials, the equipment that we have available as well to support them.
Now that your product is refined and ready, the next phase is registering your business. After that, it's time to package your product and enter the market.
Once they're ready, we provide that direct focus to the marketplace through Things Jamaican. But it may not necessarily be through our Things Jamaican brand. We can actually prepare them so that they can actually go out and seek additional market entry points for their products. So what we want to do oftentimes is to ensure that these persons are ready product-wise in terms of their business structure and costing and pricing, the branding, everything, so that they're very competitive. Because once all of those different components are in place, it makes it easier for them to be sustainable.
There's also the option of selling directly to the consumer.
We have had persons who may not necessarily go through retailers, but they actually develop their own shops or they actually sell their products directly to their consumers. And with social media these days, it makes it easier for the person to go straight to the marketplace, excluding per se a third person between them and the customer.
Technical Training Coordinator, Jamaica Business Development Corporation, JBDC, Dania Bennett. The recently concluded Christmas in July trade show, hosted by the Tourism Linkages Network, featured entrepreneurs who have benefited from the services of the JBDC. For more information, call the JBDC at 928-516125. That's it for this week's Career Talk. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.